This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Japan has retrieved a capsule of asteroid dust from Australia's remote outback after a six-year mission. Japan's space agency said Sunday the mission may help uncover more about the origins of the planet and the origins of water. A helicopter flew the capsule from the unmanned craft containing the first extensive samples of asteroid dust from the landing site in Australia's desert to a domestic research facility of the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency. Agency President Hiroshi Yamakawa told a news conference Sunday that the spacecraft landed on the asteroid twice and collected samples. He said the capsule may also contain some gas, which will be extracted in Australia. The spacecraft launched in 2014 and traveled for 4 years to the asteroid Rugu, where it gathered a sample and headed home in November 2019. Asteroids are believed to have formed at the dawn of the solar system, and scientists say the sample may contain organic matter that could have contributed to life on Earth. South Korea will impose heightened social distancing rules for the capital Seoul and surrounding areas, according to local media on Sunday, as health authorities struggle to contain the largest wave of coronavirus infections in 9 months. The decision comes after the government implemented unprecedented measures on Saturday in a country that had seen initial success through aggressive contact tracing and other steps. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency reported the largest daily tally on Saturday since a peak in February and early March. The country's total is now 37,546 cases, 545 deaths. You can find more on this and other stories that we're following at our website. The address is voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. For the third day in a row, the United States on Saturday recorded a record number of coronavirus cases in 24 hours. Saturday's total reached nearly 230,000 new infections, according to a tally by Johns Hopkins University. In that same stretch, the U.S. recorded 2,527 COVID-related deaths. The United States is the country with the most coronavirus cases and deaths in the world. It's seen a dramatic resurgence in its epidemic in recent weeks. U.S. health officials warned of a surge after millions of Americans traveled to celebrate last week's Thanksgiving holiday, despite pleas from authorities to stay home. For 2 weeks, the U.S. has regularly topped 2,000 deaths per day, as it had in the spring at the height of the first wave of the country's outbreak. The United States has recorded more than 14.6 million COVID cases and now more than 281,000 related deaths since the start of the pandemic. A U.S. government report says directed pulsed radio frequency energy is the probable cause of a mystery illness that has affected U.S. diplomats and their families at U.S. embassies around the world. A committee of the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine that conducted the study said the pulsed radio frequency is, quote, the most plausible mechanism for the injuries. The report was released Saturday. News of the strange illness first emerged in 2016 from the American Embassy in Cuba, dubbed the Havana Syndrome. The illness was reported later at American embassies in China and others around the world. Beijing has confirmed it's drafting a list of pro-independence advocates in Taiwan. It's a move that some observers say reveals the Chinese government's intention to criminalize what it calls Taiwan secessionists, after an anti-secession example had been recently set in Hong Kong. Hong Kong's pro-China Ka Kung Bao newspaper in mid-November first uncovered Beijing's plan to draft the list of names, saying those who blatantly support the separation of Taiwan from China will be punished under Chinese laws. In accordance with Chinese constitution and its criminal and national security laws, the penalty for offenses of secession is set at a minimum of 3 years to life in prison. Striking Peruvian workers temporarily erected new blockades on the Pan-American Highway on Saturday, a day after they ended a five-day blockage following the shelving of a controversial agriculture law. The workers are demanding that agro-exporting companies raise their salaries from $11 to $18 a day. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.